Second hour here, Robbie and Rex Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game in the Game Studio, sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Joe Rexford here, Paul Kaharski in for Robbie Stanley.
You've got to check out Nashville Grass 365, particularly if your dogs are digging up the grass or rolling in the mud. You should consider a play area, turf play area with superior drainage. Head to NashvilleGrass365.com for more info.
And Robbie and Rex are presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Call TJ's team to see why they are referred so often. Always a major treat to talk to our next guest. And Paul, I know you have known John a lot longer than I have. It's been great to get to know him. It's always wonderful to talk to him. John McClain, SportsRadio610.com in Houston, a longtime NFL reporter. John, how the heck are you today?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Great. We're good. I'm dealing, you know, handling Kaharski here for about a week of shows with him. So, you know, you got to be on your toes, but we're having fun.
You got your hands full. I know that. I've known Paul since 1995.
Been a while, John. Hope you're well. Say hi to Carol. I know you're very absorbed in the Astros, but I will avoid one of my least favorite topics and ask you about how C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, two guys drafted at the very top for the Texans, are looking for Houston, and how hope is down there with D'Amico Ryans and crew.
First of all, when D'Amico was hired, he played here 6 years. He was always one of the most popular players in franchise history and one of the best, and they ended up trading him to Philadelphia because they didn't think he fit Wade Phillips's 3-4, so he played 4 more years. Then he entered coaching, and so every team that had an opening last year, 5 of them, tried to get an interview with him. Only Denver did. He turned down the others, and when he was hired here, it created the most buzz for any coach since Gary Kubiak was brought back home in 2006. And the Texans have been really bad for 3 years. It seems like it's been 13 years, but in 2019, they won the division, beat Buffalo in a playoff, and then Bill O'Brien started to slide by trading DeAndre Hopkins in the second worst trade in Houston football history to the Oilers, trading Hall of Fame strong safety Kenny Houston to Washington. So then they started to go down. O'Brien was fired after an 0-4 start. So people are pumped about having Ryans here. And then they had the second pick. They took Stroud. We figured they were going to take a quarterback. And I thought for the longest time it might be Bryce Young. And when they took Stroud, they had about 5,000 people on the draft night. Everybody cheered. And then they were shocked when general manager Nick Caserio traded back up into the third spot and took Anderson, the best defensive prospect in the draft. And so the defense is easier to learn for a rookie than the offense. D'Amico Ryans will call the defense. He has said, I don't want to slow Will Anderson Jr. down by having him think too much. Basically, it's going to be, well, ball is snapped, get the quarterback. He's got a chance to be the first Texan to have double-digit sacks since J.J. Watt had 16 in 2018. And then Stroud, they brought him along rotating with Davis Mills, the starter of the last 2 years. And I know they wanted him to separate himself, separate from Mills. And Case Keenum was signed for his third tour of duty here. And I still think when a team has a quarterback who gets hurt, there's a good chance Mills could be traded because you don't need Case Keenum to be the emergency quarterback. And so Anderson has done great. He's hit the weights. He's up to 260 from 250 at Alabama. And then Stroud, they named him as the starter this week. They play at New England tonight, go against Billy O, as they call him up there, Bill O'Brien. And Stroud's had ups and downs as all rookies. But going back to last week, second week of camp, he really did separate himself. And one thing you do in that situation, when you have a veteran starter, you don't want to just hand the job to a rookie. Carolina didn't have that problem because their new backup is Andy Dalton, a veteran who came in the same time as Bryce Young. So last week, Stroud had a great week of practice. Now we'll see how much they play him against the Patriots.
So, John, we had a we were talking earlier about John Robinson and, you know, what might be next for him, and kind of stumbled on this question, which I don't think I'd ever really considered this before. But why do you think that coaches get second and third chances so much easier than GMs in this league? Because we were trying to come up with guys who had had a second chance. You know, someone texted me, you know, Trent Baalke is a guy in a second chance.
But Rick Spielman got a second chance.
But it's certainly a pretty significant difference. Why do you think that is, John?
There's a lot of former general managers in the media, and Floyd Reese being one, and the late Floyd Reese. And so I asked a former general manager with NFL Network that question this week. I said, why is it you guys don't get second chances? He said, because general managers get blamed for the team, the record, and the personnel. The coach only gets blamed for the record. And so there's a chance with better personnel, the coach is going to get a second chance and do a better job. And we've seen a long list of that. The most prominent to me is Bill Belichick, who did a terrible job at Cleveland. Then he got hired in New England just to stick it to Bill Parcells. Started off with a terrible record. Now he's been the best coach in history. Marv Levy, 98 years old, in Canton last week. Marv couldn't win with the Chiefs, where he actually tried to run the single-wing offense at times. Goes to Buffalo and goes to four Super Bowls. And when the Texans hired Charlie Casserly as their first general manager, he'd been the GM in Washington, so he got a second chance. But that's the best explanation I've heard. You get blamed for the losing on the field, and you get blamed for the personnel.
Rick, we're quick, unfortunately, John, but how do you stack the AFC South looking at it at this point?
I believe that everybody has Jacksonville running away with the division. I'm not so sure. Titans have a great coach in Mike Vrabel. They got a good staff. They got a great running back. They can pound the ball in the last year of his contract. And they were 500 last year with Tannehill. Tannehill's got to stay healthy. And I think with that defense, they will challenge Jacksonville and Houston, and Indianapolis will challenge for third place.
John McClain, as always, my friend, great talking to you, and we will catch up with you soon before we get to the season. Thanks so much, John.
Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thanks, Joe and Paul. Y'all have a great season.
Thanks, John. On the guest line there, always great to talk to him, and we're gonna get a quick break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna have Jack Gibbons, Titans, right now, starting inside linebacker. Robbie and Rex are 102.5, 106.3 The Game.